Om Shanti and very good morning. Today we are here to discuss one of the very important subject which Baba has said that we all have to work very hard for having a control over the nature. Baba has said that nature is having two meanings. We all know about it. One is the human nature, our internal nature, and the other one is the external nature, that is five elements of nature. And when we talk about nature, then automatically in our mind the interconnection between the two natures, it comes, because Baba has said that the outer nature is nothing but the reflection of the internal nature of the human beings. When we are in the golden age, then we all are very much pure souls and this our purity is reflected, it is manifested in the external nature also. We all souls starts to play our part in this world drama after coming from Paramdham soul world, from the golden age. And till the end of this Iron Age or Sangam Yuga, we continue to play our part. And then we all go back to the soul world, that is Paramdham. So today we are here to discuss the harmony between these two natures. How to create a harmony between the internal nature and the external nature. Well, we all know that by external nature we mean these five elements, that is the earth, water, air, fire and the ether. And when we talk of internal nature, the soul plays the part through this body, and this body is also made up of these five elements. So when these two are in harmony with each other, we experience peace, happiness, tranquility and all these. Now let us see how to create the harmony. Because this nature is going to play a very important role, very important part in the transformation of the world. Baba has said that these five elements, they will be responsible for the transformation along with the atomic wars, along with civil wars and these the role played by these five elements. When these five elements, external five elements, they are in harmony with the internal, our sanskars, our habits, internal nature, then, as I said just now, we all feel happiness and tranquility. These five elements, let us make friendship with these five elements of nature. Because when there are two friends, usually the friendship is there when their sanskar, their habits, their nature is same, they resemble with each other. Usually the friendship is there between them. And when the nature is not the same, even if they know each other, there is no intimate friendship. Since these five elements of nature, they are going to play a major role in the transformation, and we have to see, Baba has said that we have to purify ourselves, we have to do the service of all other human beings, and we have to purify these five elements of nature. We all know about ourselves, how to purify ourselves. We are practicing the spiritual knowledge, Raja Yoga meditation, and for purifying others, we are doing the service. But how to deal with these five elements of nature, which are so close to us right from our first birth in the golden age till the end of this 84th birth? Because this body is our closest ally of the soul. We play part with the help of this body. So, how to make friendship? Because a friend is always helpful to other friend in the hour of crisis. So just imagine when the last scenes are being played on the earth, just this nature, it may become very violent, as Baba has said. There may be earthquakes, floods, famines, cyclones, tsunamis, and what not. So at that time, these elements should not become the source of my death or the source of my injuries. Because it is said that as in the end, whatever we think, accordingly our rebirth is there. Accordingly we take the next birth. Here we say that antmate sogate means whatever is there in our mind at the time when the soul is leaving the body, at that time accordingly our birth will be there. So that is why Baba says that in the end nothing should come to our mind except Baba's remembrance. So how we can achieve our this target? So as I was telling that there is friendship between the two when there is, you see, the same type of sanskars are there. So let us see one by one what are the different properties of these elements and how my internal nature can be in harmony with these external elements. Say for example, water. So water is a part of our life. In our body, something more than 70% is water. And the external water is also going to play a major role in the transformation of the world. So this water should always help me in taking my stage up and up, and it should not be a source of my unhappiness or my death if I match my sanskar with the water. You see, what is the biggest quality of water? What is the biggest quality? Coolness is there. One of the major qualities of water is that it is adjustable, flexible. It can adjust itself in whatever utensil you take, this water. If you take in a glass, it will be adjusting itself in the glass, in the bucket, in the spoon, anywhere, whatever the shape of the utensil, it will adjust. So let me introspect myself, whether my nature, internal nature, the human nature is like that, that I can adjust with any soul in this world. Often we are having our own likings and dislikings. We feel that it is easy to adjust with such and such soul, but it's very difficult to adjust with other one. Why? Because we all are having different sars, different natures. So if I make my nature as that of water, that I am able to adjust with anybody on the earth, to whomsoever I come in contact with anybody, then it means as I am trying to match my sanskar with water, making friendship with water. So this water will always help me to attain my higher stage, and it will never be responsible for creating problem for me. Whatever, whether there is flood, tsunami, or whether there are, whatever the problem is there, natural calamity, but this water will always help me. Because I have matched my sanskar, my nature with water. Similarly, water is having another quality, that it is having the coolness. Even if you put the water on the stove or heater or on the gas, it will boil. But simply, just put it down again, soon it will recover its original quality. So I have to introspect and see whether I am having the same quality of the water. Because quite often I am a Purusharthi, and it is possible that there may be the situation when I become angry, where I lose my temper. So if that situation is there, then I must try to come back to the original situation of my coolness as early as possible. And when I attain my original stage very quickly, quite fast, then as I have attained the quality of the water. So again, this water will help me to move ahead and ahead in my life. Similarly, water always finds its way. You see, if the water is flowing, and even if the big boulders, stone or some obstruction come in the way of water, it will not stop, it will just make the way and move ahead and ahead in the life. Similarly, I have to see if there are some obstructions, some paper, some examinations are there in my life, in my divine life. Then whether I stop there, whether they are responsible for my progress. Because as the quality of the water is there, if I continue to move ahead and ahead in life, it means I am trying to attain the quality of water. Similarly, water is having number of, water is transparent, you see. It is not having its own color. And whatever color is put in it, it gets the same color. So if the same type of transparency is there in my life, whatever I am outside, the same I am inside. My thoughts, speech and action, they match with each other. There is no difference between my thinking and my action. If that transparency is there, then as I have matched my quality with that of water. And this transparency, all the souls, you see, we see the spiritual fathers, those who have been responsible in establishing various religions, Christ, Mahavir Swami, Gautam Buddha, Mother Teresa, and likewise Brahma Baba. So their life was a very transparent one. There was no difference whatever what they have been telling and what they have been doing. So I have to see that my life also becomes transparent. Similarly, water is having another early morning when we get up, you see, in the morning. So we get ourselves fresh. We come out from the sleep, from the effect of sleep. How? We may wash our face, we can put some water in the eye, and then we feel fresh. So water is a natural freshener, you see. So when I move ahead and ahead in towards my karmatita stage, I work like a freshener. Whomsoever soul comes in my contact, they feel, oh, they are energized. They have attained a new life. As whenever we go to before our dadis, senior dadis and dadas, I had the good fortune to be with Brahma Baba for around 6 to 7 years. I came in the knowledge in 1962 and Baba left the body in 1969, January. And I had the good fortune also to be here in Madhuban on 17th and 18th January 1969. And I saw that Baba was so transparent and Baba has attained the Karmatit stage. He conquered these five elements of nature. How, that I will tell you later on. But by matching our sanskars with these five elements of nature, we can acquire the qualities of those elements, and accordingly, when our friendship, so-called friendship, is established with these five elements of nature, these, our friend, they will always be helpful to us till our last breath. Water is also having some other quality. It is natural quencher also. This we can quench our thirst by taking water, you see. So, in the end, Baba has said that there will be number of souls. Those who will come with various desires before you. Because when there are so many papers everywhere, somebody may come with the expectation that they will be having sakshatkar or divine vision of their guru or their some deities. They may come with the aim of seeing the Christ or Muhammad or Guru Nanak or Krishna or Ram, whatever their deity is. So they may come. Then, if I am able to read their internal desire, then I can also fulfill, Baba can fulfill these desires through me. I had the experience of this one towards the end, when Baba left the body in the month of January, as I said, I was here. Earlier, whenever we used to go to Brahma Baba, Baba will give sufficient time to us. Okay, do the service like this. This should be your Purusharth. And we used to tell number of things and Baba will be giving us lot of directions. Okay, do like this, it will happen. But as Baba was approaching towards his final stage, Karmatit stage, angelic stage, Baba was mentally winding. And we also used to go towards Baba. Baba will see towards us. And I am having this experience during, especially during the last 2 days, on 17th and 18th January 1969, when I was here. So I went to Baba during those 2 days, 5-6 times I met. And every time I went to Baba just to tell, okay Baba, this is the service, what to do in this situation, what to do. With certain questions I went, and Baba just gave me drishti, and every time Baba said, after giving some drishti, oh, you have come with this question in your mind. Okay, do like this, it will happen like this. So Baba used to tell whatever is going on inside my mind, and then Baba will give the answer and reply also. So these are the things, you see, how this used to happen. Because Baba's life was very transparent, and when there are no thought of ours, our own thoughts, then we can read the thought of others. And after reading the thought of others, we can immediately fulfill their desires, their thoughts. Iccha matram avidya, you see. So this Baba, we have seen that Baba's these thoughts were there. Now when this, let me see if okay, the just these five, when we are talking, this is external nature, these five elements of nature. Can you switch, dim the light please? Are you able to see? Yes. Okay. Baba has said that these all the means of the science, they may work. Yes, please. Okay. Acha. So these five elements of nature, this is the external, our topic is the external nature and internal nature. This is the external nature. And when we talk of this, this is our human nature. And this, our nature, internal nature, is manifested with these five senses. And this is the interconnection, how to have the interconnection between these two elements of nature, that is what is the topic of today, interconnection. Well, so we have been discussing about this water. As we have seen that water, various qualities of waters, they have been given, tireless, ever flowing. So when water flows, you see, then it remains clean. Flowing water is always considered. And when it is stagnated, then the mosquitoes and flies, and it will start stinking also. So we have also to see whether I am constantly moving ahead and ahead in my life, the spiritual progress is there. Because if due to some paper or some situations, if I am stagnated, then this is going to create a lot of problem. Because then the jealousy or hatred or anger, greed or ego, these are the mosquitoes and flies, and these are the germs, viruses, which may affect my spiritual health. So, constant introspection is required if we want to move ahead in life and see that these things, they don't affect my progress. Then, water, when the depth is there, as I told you, water adopts as per the situation. That flexibility is there. So, this adaptable nature, whether I am also having this type of nature, then, well, now let us see how these things, that water, you see, if you go in the natural environment, we feel very fresh. And when the same thing is there, and this water, you see, flowing, naturally it freshes all of us. And in the nature, you see, water, and this is the polluted water. Pollution is there. So as this pollution, this thing is there, similarly, the mental pollution, I need not go in detail because you all are BKs, and this is the situation of the present day when there are lot of pollution. Now you see, water in nature, this is one property what we see, that water and fire, they coexist. Both fire means what? Sun. In the nature, fire is represented by sun. So water and in this external nature, just two opposite qualities they are having, but they coexist. Similarly, though there will be the variety in natures of human beings, the whole world is full of varieties. So, but we have to live with each and every soul, and coexist is the function of the day, existence with each and every soul, what I have shown you in that, this one, adjustable nature, flexibility in our nature and thing. Yes, please? Anything? Okay. Now, let us see another element, fire. What is the quality of fire? Yes? You all are quite experienced. Fire just changes the shape of everything. Whatever, if you put anything, the shape of the thing will be changed. So this fire, this is represented by sun, as I told you, in the nature. So as long as my face is towards the sun, my shadow will be on the back side. And shadow, that is nothing but, in Hindi it is said chaya or maya, means our weaknesses. So as long as my face is there towards the ocean of knowledge, Shiv Baba, all my weaknesses will be on my, towards my back. They will not guide me. They will not affect my life. But once my face is turned back, and then my back is towards the sun, then my shadow, they will always be guiding me. My weaknesses, lust, anger, greed, ego, etc. So that I have to see, whenever my weaknesses erupts from inside, it means somewhere my face has been turned. I am not in connection with the Supreme. That's why these weaknesses, they are guiding me and I am following my weaknesses. This is one of the qualities. What are the other qualities of fire? You see? You see, energy. You see. Fire is an energy, we know. So, as long as I am in connection with the Supreme, all main powerhouse, all the energy will be flowing, and then this energy will be getting me recharged. Just like if a mobile is there and the mobile gets discharged, we put it to the some external source. Accordingly, it gets charged. So, this, my soul, as Baba has said, we have to recharge our soul battery daily to get the energy, this spiritual energy. It's very vital. So, this energy, and then fire is also a purifier. It is considered that if anything is put in the fire, it gets purified. So, Baba has said that in the end, we have to play the part of this purifier. How? We all must have read the story of Brahma Baba, that in the beginning when the yajna was being established, that then some Sikh Sardarji came, and he has heard that Baba is spreading such knowledge which is against the existing norms at that time. So he came with the aim of killing Brahma Baba. You all must have seen, read. Then what happened? When he came, he was talking to Baba, and at some time when he found that this is the appropriate moment to attack Baba, and he took out his knife. And he was going to attack Baba, then he got a divine vision of Guru Nanak Dev. Guru Nanak, who established this Sikh religion. Now you see, Brahma Baba was a soul of Lord Krishna, you see. But since he was having faith in Guru Nanak Dev Ji, so Shiv Baba has said that with whatever aim the souls will come before you, in whomsoever they are having faith, they will get the divine vision of as per their faith. So that their faith further strengthens and they feel fulfilled. They feel as they got everything. Because if that Sardarji would have got the divine vision of Lord Krishna, he would not have been satisfied. Because he was not having faith on Krishna. So in the end also, various people, number of souls will be coming before us. Baba has said, that soul person comes weeping, he must go with all the smiles and happiness on his face. Peaceless souls will be coming before you. They must return with an experience of peace. That transformation, because as the fire transforms, so we can transform the souls who are coming before us by our drishti, by our vibration, by our aura. And that is possible only if I am myself practicing this Raj Yoga fully, and I am just like, as Baba has said, that Yog Bhatti, Yog Agni, that yoga is like a fire. So that higher state of mind, just yoga fire is there, then only the persons coming before me, they can be transformed. Then I can work as a fire. So that what is required, because in the end, thousands of souls will be coming. It won't be possible to explain the spiritual knowledge to them. The only way is transformation of those souls with my vibration, my aura, my thoughts, powerful thoughts, and likewise. That what we have seen in Brahma Baba. As I was telling you, in the end, last 2 days, number of times, 6-7 times I went to Baba with some questions in mind. Thus, Baba used to give drishti, okay, you have come for this one. Okay, do like this and it will happen like this. So it was very surprising. Then Didi Manmohani was there. Later on, once I asked Didi, ki, how this is happening? Baba says, I am not a thought reader. And it is just very clear that whomsoever used to go, especially during the last month or when Baba has attained almost his karmatita stage, and that has happened with me. So then Didi told that just like if the water is there, you see, if water is very clean and there are no waves or ripples in the water, we can see our face in the water. But even if you put a small stone, just something, waves and ripples they are generated, then one can't see his face very clearly. So similarly, we can work as just so clean water. If there are no ripples, no thought of our own, then we can read the thought of the other, that with whatever desire he has come, and we can fulfill his desires. Then only in the Copper Age, various temples and churches and all mosques will be made, and there will be deities will be established. And then, since here I have fulfilled their desires, by knowing their desires with what this desire they have come to me, and they also feel that, oh, whatever their thoughts and the desires are getting fulfilled, then they will take that sanskar, and in Copper Age they will be making my temples, and they will have the same type of feeling by our statues, by our pictures. But at this time they must have that type of feeling, and that is possible only when, if I am at the higher stage and work as a purifier. Similarly, fire is having other, it melt. Whatever, you see, impurity is there, impurity gradually vanishes and ashes remain, you see. So likewise, this, the quality of fire, number of qualities are there. It gets everything melt, higher temperature. Then words of the darkness, you see. Because it is the fire, it generates heat also, it generates light also sometimes. So whatever the darkness of ignorance is there, if we are able to ward off that darkness of ignorance, then people will be having a lot of satisfaction. And in the end, they will say, oh God, you seems to be omnipresent, because with each and every soul, Brahman soul of this world, you see, that Baba will be reflecting these qualities. We don't know our latent qualities, but they will be manifested sooner or later. So these qualities, when they are manifested through our various these organs, so through eyes, through our vibrations, etc., then they will come. They will be having a sort of vision from us of in whomsoever they believe. And then they will say, oh, I am seeing God in him, in her, everywhere. So the principle may come out that God is omnipresent. Wherever I see, everywhere, the God is there. So this principle will be laid down in the Copper Age. But they will be having a feeling, the experience here itself, though it may be in the end, Baba has said, because we will be attaining that stage, so high stage, only towards the end. So this darkness of ignorance, that will go away. Warmth. They must be, just as there is warmth in the relationship is there. Wherever there is close relationship is there, everybody feels so comfortable, so much warmth in the relation. So though we may not be knowing each other, number of times people come here everywhere, because we reside here in Madhuban, people come, oh, I have come here for the first time, I am meeting with you for the first time, but I don't know why I am having a feeling that as we have met number of times, so much warmth is there in the relationship, affection, love, because it is pure, no expectations are there. And wherever there are expectations, there are problems. So that much of warmth will come only, Baba has said, when we do the selfless service without any expectation that if I do this one, this much I may get. No. This is my duty, as the duty of the father, mother is there to upbring their children. So nowadays, subtle desire may be there that in the old age he may support us or not. But main thing is there, what this is our duty, the whole world is waiting for this one. Because in the end, when there will be lot of problems, these materialistic things are not going to help. These materialistic things, the subtle things, our good feelings, good vibrations, these things are only going to help. And zeal, enthusiasm and just encouragement, this is our, just as we will see in the air also in that one, when we discuss another element. And well, so this fire, just as I said that the sun, it is manifested in the nature in the form of sun. So this is just a scene what we can just feel. And ether, yes, we are under the blue sky. What is the quality of this ether? Yes, very simple. What? Yes? Light, okay. Vastness, unlimited, you see. Just there is one, this very broad, very big, single environment, single atmosphere is there, the world. So, this broadness we have to bring in our, you see, mind. Then, yes, openness, this. And this openness and broadness, how it is utilized, this one. Day to day, daily we are using this mobile and CTV, this radios, these electromagnetic waves, they go. The scientists have established satellites in the sky. And with the help of those satellites, the sound wave is converted into these electromagnetic waves. They travel, again they come back, and then converted into sound, or the sceneries. Then we are able to see anything whatever is happening in any corner of the world, we can see that in other part of the world. So this is by virtue of the broadness and openness and by these, whatever the scientists they have put, the satellites in this one. Very positive, Just like these five elements are unlimited. They don't say that I will work for this particular country or this caste or this creed or sex. No, they are positive. One and the same for each and every one. So this is the positiveness. I have also to see whether my likings or disliking, they affect my working. This is medium for transmission. As I said to you, this medium for transmission is there, and this vastness of the earth, this sky, you see. Be broad-minded, Sky is the limit, So that conveys that I must be having a sort of heart-to-heart communication with every soul. Usually what happens that under one roof, the real brothers, sisters, or father, son, or daughter-in-law, daughter, they reside. But there is no, you see, heart-to-heart communication. Under one roof. Why? Because that broad-mindedness is there, not there. So, if I am having the openness in my mind, in my heart, then I can feel as everybody is mine and I belong to everybody. And with this one, it means that I am winning the heart of every soul. That what Dadi Janaki has said, that in the morning our Amrit Vela transmit that, give sakash, give power. Imagine that the whole world is before your eyes and I am transmitting rays to them. So, because it may not be possible to meet each and every soul on the earth, everything has got its own limitations. But through my thought power, I can meet everyone and then only I will be world benefactor. Baba says, Vishu Maharajan also. And when I want to become the world king, world benefactor also, I must have some sort of communication with them. Even if I have not seen the others have not seen me. But mental communication, this is very vital. And that's why Baba says, Amrit Vela, also, and in the evening, just feel like as I am an angel. And in the evening, just make a round of the whole world and transmit your energies. This is very vital. So these are the ether, the quality of the ether. So what will happen? What we have seen this, if I have attained the qualities of the ether, the whole sky, environment, vastness, then whatever comes from the sky, this root, from upside, that will not be responsible for my death. Because I have made the friendship with the ether. Similarly, if I have made the friendship with the water, whatever the flood comes, tsunami comes, so many things come, that water will not be able to take my life. Because I have made the friendship with water. Similarly, if we see all the elements, because that is why Baba says that it is very vital, the earth now. What is the biggest quality of the earth? Yes? Produce and multiply. Earth is a constant giver, you see. You put a single seed in the earth, the whole tree, plant will be there, and thousands of the seeds will be generated. You see, earth is a giver, constant giver. Similarly, I have to see, I have to introspect, as I am a constant giver. Giver not necessarily means the things, the materialistic things, but my good feeling, good wishes, positive vibrations, these I can spread without any expenditure, you see. Give love, respect, have understanding. So when these positive qualities I spread, it means I am a constant giver. And this is the quality of the earth. Earth is a constant giver. And if, that is why Baba says, not a single soul should go back without getting anything from you. They must get something, the peace, love, happiness, understanding, some tranquility, positive vibrations only. Then, what will be the result? That whatever the earthquake comes, in the end, the earth will move. These elements, they will be taking the revenge, because whatever the exploitation the human race is doing. So, whatever the intensity of the earthquake is there in the Richter scale, maybe some 9 or 10, but it will not be responsible for you, your death. Baba has said that Baba is responsible because what is required is the wireless connection. Nowadays the wireless connection is there. And this wireless connection in the end, it may not work because the reversal of the magnetic polarity. I am basically an earth scientist, and quite when the North Pole and South Pole, the polarity is reversed, and this, not this only, this alone may be responsible for breaking down all the communications. And when there is no external or wireless communication, then only the voiceless communication will be working. Our communication with the Supreme, and with the very, if I am clear in my meditation, in my, you see, communication with Shiv Baba, then I can get whatever the communications are there from Baba. There are number of examples here. Whenever some earthquake has come, the flood, tsunami, etc., they have come. So Baba's, how Baba's children, they are saved, you see. At the right moment, they get the right touching. And when the right touching is there, Baba has said, automatically your foot, your leg will be moving in the direction where the safety is there. So this one, everything depends on our communication, voiceless communication. More and more we become voiceless, more and more clarity in our communication with the Supreme. So in the earth, what is the other quality of the earth? You see, we say tolerance is also there. You see, tolerance. So we have to see, am I sufficiently tolerant with the person with whom I am not having the matching of the frequency? You see, we are having, you see, number of connections. And there are some people with whom we feel very comfortable, and there are others with whom we are not. So how much tolerant I am, even knowing that a particular fellow is wrong. Say, in the any situation, in blame or in any such thing where an insult is involved. But how much tolerant I am, just like the earth. If Baba says, I am sufficiently tolerant, then as I have acquired the quality of the earth, I have made friendship with the earth, and then this earth will not be responsible, even if the, you see, earthquake, severe earthquake is there. Recently on this 29th and 30th January, about some 10 days before only, there we had one very big conference in Vigyan Bhavan, New Delhi. Vigyan Bhavan is a very prestigious their building, where only the government programs are there. And number of ministries, they have helped us in organizing this program on United Natures, you see. Conference on United Natures. United means this human nature and the external nature. So there was a presentation at one place there was earthquake, and with the name of the professor, everything, everywhere the earthquake came. And destruction, everywhere was destruction, except one house where one professor was living, not even a single glass was broken. Let us have meditation, I think.
पांडव शिव शक्ति तेना की रण फेरी अब फिर बजती है।
So we have been discussing about place. I forgot the name of the place where the earthquake came, and everywhere the destruction was there because it was quite high grade of the on the Richter scale, that earthquake. But in that area, that one professor's house, not even a single glass pane was broken. So everybody was surprised. They went, how it happened? They asked the professor. Then the professor replied that, you see, I have made friendship with the nature. Daily I talk with the nature and these elements, and I say, oh, my dear nature, we are friends. We will help each other in the hour of crisis. And we are here to transform the world. And like that, very, very positive words were communicating. He was communicating with the nature. I don't know, you all might have heard about Professor Emoto of Japan, isn't it? That water experiment, what he has done. In that one, he took the water and two glass, same water. In one glass, he sent some positive waves. Oh, thank you, and Mother Teresa, and I love you, like that. And in the other one, some negative, oh, Hitler and all the negative things. Then the water was crystallized, minus 20 degree, and then the crystal which were formed, the same water was there, but completely different. Crystals of good ornamental shape, positive crystals, and where the negative thoughts, they were transmitted, very, you see, the crystals of various, very typical shape. So, this nature actually, they accept whatever the thoughts are going on. And number of experiments have been conducted by various scientists, Jagdish Chandra Bose and like that, various. And this nature accordingly responds as per our thoughts. So, we have to see that how we communicate with the nature. That I will see you, I will tell you that how Baba, Brahma, Baba, he achieved the results. As similarly, the earth is having an absorber. Whether I am also able to absorb, if the weaknesses of others. Usually what happens if the weaknesses are there, we criticize, we discuss with others. But if my nature is that of the earth nature, mother earth nature, we say mother earth. And the mother is having the, you see, love and affection to its subjects and the charity and these qualities. Mother will always see that her children, they go high and high. So, but I am exploring the mother earth, you see. Our father of nation, India, Mahatma Gandhi, he once said that Mother Earth is having sufficient for man's need, but not for his greed. So our need actually the Mother Earth has been giving. But we all have become so much greedy that we exploited beyond the control, and that what is the result which we are seeing today. So these qualities of Mother Earth, you see, unlimited giver, yes, each and everything, what mineral, metal, petrol, food, grains, everything Mother Earth gives. So whether I am also a giver, you see, not necessarily the materialistic things, but giver of the positivity. Similarly, gives without expecting, you see. Nowadays, the relationship has become so much selfish, you see. First we see what I am going to give from the person, then accordingly we behave or we treat the person. Similarly, impartial, you see. Earth is one. Basic things in these five elements of nature, they all are impartial. They give the same amount of quantity or quality to everybody, but everybody makes its own use or misuse the things. So, well, now in the end, this earth is, you see, and here also the coexistence, earth and air, you see, same thing. What is the quality of air, you see, basic quality of the air? Yes, you see, moves, yes, moving air. This is lifeline, you see, air is move and fly. This is lifeline, and we take the oxygen, give back the carbon dioxide and the ecological cycle, the plants, etc., vice versa. They take carbon dioxide, gives back oxygen. So this cycle is there. The basic quality of air is, it is light. Take the things away. A thing which is heavy, it will be attracted towards the earth. And the thing which is light, it will fly. So I have to see that in any situation, whether I am able to remain light, the situation or the paper doesn't make me heavy, that I feel, I am not mentally so much enthusiastic today. And I feel that usually when the mood is off, then we don't feel to talk, we don't feel to do the things. So I have to see whether I am light always in all the situation. I am light. And that is why it is said, there is one song, Udte Raho or Udate Raho. Means always fly. And one can fly when one is light, you see. So I have to see whether in every situation I am light. It is lifeline. Because we breathe the air. It goes, and as I said you, this is lifeline. So enthusiasm and encouragement, you see. Zeal. So this is actually our lifeline of the Brahman life. Always be enthusiastic. Baba says, whatever the paper comes, always remain happy, you see. So this enthusiasm must continue with us. Then other quality is tireless. Continuous, it is everywhere in the environment. Lightness. These number of qualities are there in these five elements, only a few qualities, invisible though, everywhere. Everywhere it is there, but it may not be visible. You see, the main quality is air is not having its own thing. But if the fragrance of the flower is there, that also it will take. Or some bad smell is there, it will also take that one. But it is you see observer which is unaffected, you see, a salt. So I have to see myself whether whatever is happening, whether that is affecting me or not. I am detached observer of the things. Baba says Sakshi, be a detached observer. Air is like that. It will take the things. And you see, just like sky is there, air, unlimited, everywhere in whole of the environment, this air is there. But this is, say, beyond time, you see. Everywhere, just as the sky is there, not affected by the situations, various, whatever is going on. These are elements of detached observers. So I have also to become like that one, and once I become a sort of detached observer, this feel, then I can feel my movement as per the desires of Baba. You see. Now you see. Today's man is entangled in the web. It is said, you see. These five weaknesses, lust, anger, greed, etc. And this is the man actually creates his own web. And with that one, how we can now control these five elements of nature? Control means, and for overcoming hurdles, that was the hurdles, this fly. You see. Can you fly without the plane? Our intellect, our mind can fly by feeling the lightness. And with this, how we can achieve this status, you see, by coming out of the bondages, you see, and spiritual empowerment, you see. With this spiritual empowerment, what is, there are two types of empowerment. One is internal, one is external, you see. This is the internal empowerment. We, the souls, are king, you see. And this mind, intellect, and sanskar, these are our ministers, you see. So mind, as Baba, I don't know whether you have seen that diary, Baba in the beginning in 1936-37, when the Yajna was established, at that time, Baba had two diaries, you see. They are still there. Maybe now, earlier it used to be with Lachhu Dadi. It may also be there down at Taleti, maybe with Ishu Dadi or somebody. So, that in one Baba has written that, you may be knowing her, I am soul, Jasoda is soul, Nirmala or Narayan. Jasoda was Baba's Laukik wife and Nirmala, Nirmal Shanta Dadi, daughter. Because usually, a man's actually mind goes heavy and here and there, and then usually it goes where there is some attachment with the son, daughter, wife, husband, father, mother, wherever the attachment is there. So Baba practiced, I am soul, she is soul, he is soul, everyone by name. So Baba's this practice was so much that whenever we used to go to Baba, Baba will spread his arms. Oh, come dear children, come sweet children. And we used to feel a sort of magnetic pull in the arms of Baba, you see. Because Baba has perfected the art of seeing himself as a soul and seeing all others as the soul. So we can also have the same key. Whenever if I see somebody, at least if not permanently, at least for some time, one should forget about the body and then feel the soul conscious stage. That depends on me, my state of mind. If I am soul conscious and so deep soul conscious, I can make others, as Baba used to see. And Baba used to say, oh, come on. And then, even sometimes when Baba was not giving the hug, but Baba will say, oh, come dear children. And we used to feel the body consciousness completely. And then, after some time, Baba used to, oh, come back. So we used to come back in the body, and then Baba used to give the toli and ask the question, and we used to respond. So you see, even for temporarily, this quality if we are having, the people can forget their sorrowness, unhappiness. But for this condition is, I must have the mastery that I am a soul. And whomsoever I am seeing, they are also soul. So that was written in one diary. In second diary, Baba, how to command this one, mind, intellect, etc. So those letters are available. So in 1936-37, when the Yajna was established, Baba is giving command to the mind. Baba is talking with his mind. Baba says, "Na, your ministers with you, and daily in the night before going to bed, have a court with your ministers." So how Baba used to talk? That is written in that letter. In that letter it is written, Oh my mind, I am the soul. I am king. You are my minister. But you have become so much powerful that you have made me weak. Though I am king, but I became powerless. I became weak. And so wherever you were guiding me, taking me, I used to run after you. Baba is talking with his mind. Then Baba is talking, "Now I say you that I, the soul, the king, has re-established himself in his own power. And now you have to obey me. You have to follow me because you are my minister. I am the king." So Baba is commanding the mind, "Ki so far you have been taking me here and there. Now I will command you. I am the king." So once we establish ourselves on our seat of, as we say, Soman, I am the king, then my karma indriyas, these, they will obey me. They don't obey me often. Why? Because I am not established myself in my this soul conscious stage. Similarly, Baba is talking with intellect also. "Oh my intellect, you have been also taking me, and you both, the mind and intellect, you both have made me your slave, though I am the king. But now, you have to follow me. You have to accept my supremacy." So Baba is giving commands. So, if you see, I have to see, that is written in those letters. I have to see, I have to introspect whether I am commanding my these sense organs. Because often sometimes we say, "Oh, I did not want to speak these things, these words uttered from my mouth. And this thing happened like that." But I have to establish myself in this one. And this, after this, once we achieve this one, this is the methodology. This one, spiritual empowerment, the consciousness. We have to awaken our consciousness. So, first, if the consciousness is awakened, then as the consciousness, so the attitude. As the attitude, so the vision. As the vision, so the action. As the action, so the one's family life or the works, whatever one does. And as the activity, so the world, you see. So, just like from vritti, our consciousness to the world, this is the methodology. We are now moving towards the end, and you see, this could be world of the darkness, could be world of, we can come out if these weaknesses, yes, you see how happy he is. Because when one gets rid of these weaknesses, then one feels happy. That is the aim of all of us. And with this one, this the harmony. So once we get ourselves empowered, this harmony can be established, and these five elements of nature, you see, this earth, water, air, etc., we can control, they can be in our hand. And there is harmony, and this is the harmony between these external elements and the human nature, you see. Baba has said that there, from the solar energy, our Pushpak Viman, etc., they may be running. The water coming out, it will be so powerful that it will work like the, so powerful. As now also the water which comes out from the mountain and some special minerals, etc., are there. They make it so healthy, and they, whomsoever takes bath in it, they become fresh and healthy. Likewise, so each and everything will be given by these one. I am reminded of the 18th January in the end, because on 18th January I was here. So on 18th January Baba did not have morning class. Baba came to the class and Baba just conducted yoga meditation. And throughout the day, Baba performed all the works. Baba asked Ishu Dadi and others, whatever the letters are there, please just get the answers of all these letters. Then, whatever the pending works are there, Baba cleared. And in the end, towards the evening, there is always a class on evening 9 o'clock in Madhuban. But that particular day on 18 January, Baba called one brother and asked him just to tell everybody that Baba will take the class today early. And so everybody should assemble in the history hall. At that time only history hall was there. So after taking dinner, etc., everybody assembled there. And then the Baba came to the class, 18th January in the evening. And then Baba conducted the class, so powerful class. I was sitting before Baba that day. And as I said, the soul which has attained the karmatit or the angelic stage, final stage, one can just get the thoughts of the others and fulfill their desires. So I was sitting. I was just some 5-6 years old. 5-6 years means my spiritual age. And at that time, I was around 21-22 years. And that Baba was giving the Murli. I was enjoying. Suddenly a thought came to my mind that how nice it will be if Baba says something to me and by taking my name, you see. Nowadays also when the Avyakt Bab Dada comes, we are having a feeling, though everybody gets toli and we all hear Murli, but we are having a feeling, oh, how nice it will be if I also go to the stage and get a drishti from Baba or some toli, like that. So I also had a subtle thought came to my mind. And to my surprise, you see, as soon as the thought came to my mind, since Baba has attained the karmatit stage, final stage, angelic, so immediately Baba must have caught that thought, and he, in the Murli, he took my name also and guided me. Oh, this child, this Mohan, my name, this Baba uttered the name, and then Baba said so many nice things to me. So you see the thoughts, you see, and the karmatit stage, these thoughts, they were, anybody can catch those thoughts. Then, at that time, then after that Murli, that day, not a single time, Baba had to clean his throat. You see, usually Baba was having a sore throat, sometimes cough, etc. So he used to have number of times clean his throat. But that day, not a single time, that problem, put any difficulty to him. Because Baba has attained the karmatit stage. And when one attains the karmatit stage, then whole his karmic accounts, they are settled. And then the yoga power, karmatita stage. Yoga completely conquers the, you see, karmic accounts of the body. So that day, not a single time any problem came, and Baba gave such a powerful murli. And after that, Baba said, okay, Baba is going out. And yaad pyar and good night karke Baba, like that, Baba just moved ahead towards the door. But that day it seemed Baba, since he has attained the karmatiti stage, he was knowing that this is my last, corporeal meeting with the children. So I am meeting Shiv Baba through this Brahma for the last time. So just Baba moved ahead, again Baba took a turn, again Baba started giving drishti to each and everybody, whomsoever was sitting in the hall. Then again, one step Baba moved, again Baba stopped, again he started giving drishti. So though the history hall is not very big, but Baba took sufficient time from where he was sitting and giving murli to the door. And every time was Baba used to give drishti, as it was his last, you see, meeting. And then at the door Baba said, okay, Baba is taking leave of you. And then Baba went. But the most surprising thing happened, that when Baba left the body, 18th January, and his body was kept there 18th whole night, 19th morning, 19th night, 20th morning and whole day, 20th night, and on 21st it was consumed to flame. But no injection was given, no some chemical lotion, nothing was put on Baba's body. But Baba's body was so much shining and it was so much flexible. Usually when one dies, body becomes stiff. But dead, because I was there, I have seen Baba's body was so flexible. In Indian custom, one is given bath. So Baba was given bath on 21st, though Baba left the body on 18th. But Baba's body was so much flexible and so much shining, and as it looked like that Baba will again just stand up and say, oh dear children, come, come dear children, like that. And no, you see, some bad odor, no bad smell. Because the whole body was shining, you see. So that is also a symbol of conquering these five elements of nature. Because this body is made up of these five elements. And Baba used to purify these natures. Baba used to sit and always give positive vibrations to the nature also, along with the human being, the whole world. So that we have to see, that how much I am giving my positive vibrations to these five elements of nature, so that I am in harmony with that nature, and that nature helps me till the end, till my last breath. And once I am in harmony, so our this harmony, mutual harmony, will transform the world, and this nature will help us right from the first day of Satyug till the end of this Sangamya. Om Shanti, Om Shanti. If any question is there, you can. Any question, please? Okay. We sit in meditation for 2 minutes, and then make it a point that daily I must give positive vibrations to these five elements of nature, so they become our friend, and till our last breath, they fulfill their friendship, and we all are having this positive nature. Om Shanti.